This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. A 73-year-old Westminster woman who was missing for 5 days was found alive. Mesa County Sheriff's officials said she was found in the White River National Forest near Mesa County Monday morning. Authorities said the woman was found safe and was receiving medical attention. It's unclear how she was able to survive multiple nights. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose is helping spearhead an effort to keep a pay increase for federal wildland firefighters. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
At the end of September, a pay increase for wildland firefighters will go away if Congress doesn't act. Representative Nagus and a bipartisan group of lawmakers from both chambers are backing the Wildland Firefighter Paycheck Protection Act to keep these firefighters from going over a pay cliff.
It is an inexcusable development, in my view, particularly when you have firefighters literally risking their lives right now as we speak, fighting fires across the West.
With the House not due back until mid-September, though, it doesn't leave a lot of time for Congress to act. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado-based Breckenridge Brewery is undergoing an ownership change. The brewery was one of 8 companies sold by Belgian brewing giant Anheuser-Busch to Tilray Brands. Tilray, which primarily deals in medical cannabis sales, has been slowly expanding into the brewpub scene. Its acquisition of Breckenridge and the 7 other breweries makes it the 5th largest craft beer company in the U.S. This is CPR News. A tiny pulse of electricity can improve memory in people who've had a moderate or severe traumatic brain injury. Find out how in just a few minutes. This is CPR News.